Today we are excited to have Lucinda Duncalf on the show. Lucinda is a very accomplished entrepreneur, having founded and developed numerous successful technology companies. Through her work, she has won many awards, including Ernst & Young's Entrepreneur of the Year, named one of America's top 20 consultants, and been awarded a CEO of the Year honor. We wanted to talk with Lucinda today because of her most recent startup venture, RealFoodWorks.com. RealFoodWorks is a meal delivery company that provides healthy meals that use fresh ingredients and are prepared locally, not in some factory thousands of miles away. I encourage everyone to listen to Lucinda. She's truly revolutionizing the food industry with the quality of the food she's delivering. Lucinda, thanks for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we started RealFoodWorks, your background was primarily in the technology industry. What caused you to want to start a food company?
Yes, it is a very big switch, although it certainly is still entrepreneurial. It's a big switch. It was really my personal experience. So I had sold my last company in the summer of 2011, and my mom suggested that I watch the documentary Forks Over Knives, and I would highly recommend it to any of your listeners who haven't seen it yet. It's really about how to follow a plant-based diet and the amazing health implications of that, reduced risk of diabetes and heart disease and cancer, how you can lose weight and just feel better overall. So I watched the movie. I did a lot of research and started to eat that way. Had, as I think you did as well, you've done this, had just tremendous results personally. Lost some weight, felt way more energetic. I have arthritis in a number of my joints, and the pain went down. It was just great. But I also found it incredibly difficult. As a working mom, I have two school-age girls, cooking, it's time-consuming. There aren't a lot of options when you're eating out. So I really started RealFoodWorks to solve my own problem of how do I maintain this diet that has worked so well for me and I enjoy eating. I think it's one of the wonderful things about this is I actually enjoy the food, but it was just really hard to get access to.
There are a number of different aspects of RealFoodWorks that make it different from other meal delivery companies, and you know, including the health aspect, which we'll get into in a moment. But you know, for those people who don't know, what is a meal delivery company, and how does your method of delivering the meals differ so significantly from others such as Nutrisystem or Jenny Craig?
Yeah, so when I first started the company, I used to think of it as a Nutrisystem, which is a local company here in Philadelphia where we're headquartered, just with healthy food that actually tastes great. And so that's what a meal delivery company is that you sign up for a subscription and meals are delivered to you each day or week or month or whatever, depending on the company. So that's what they are. Our meals are so different, I think, for two reasons. The first is the actual nutritional quality of the meal. We're very big believers in a plant-based whole food diet. So our food is not processed. It's all completely natural ingredients. The ingredient list may be long, but that's because they're full of spices and herbs and wonderful ingredients that make stuff taste absolutely great, which is the second difference, is our food is absolutely great. And the reason is because it's produced by our network of local independent restaurants. So the way it works is that we contract with local restaurants. They're not necessarily particularly healthy oriented. They just have great food. We then work directly with them to create dishes that meet our very high nutritional standards and our shared very high culinary standards. So it's a very different experience than, you know, one of these other services where the food is created certainly to nutritional specification, but not necessarily natural, not necessarily fresh, certainly not whole food based.
Mm-hmm. So it's almost like eating out at a restaurant every day of the week. However, the types of meals you're getting are anything but the normal restaurant fare, you know, it sounds like.
That's right.
Can you maybe go into a little bit more of the philosophy behind how the meals are chosen and prepared?
Absolutely. So the power of a whole foods plant-based diet is really best described, I think, by Michael Pollan, who's actually a journalist. People may have heard of The Omnivore's Dilemma, and he has a new book, Cooked. He says, he's got his wonderful pithy statements. He says things like, if your grandmother doesn't recognize it as food, it probably isn't. Wouldn't have recognized it as food, it probably isn't. And the one that we really live by is he says, eat food, not too much, mostly plants. And if you break that down, that's really what we do with our restaurants. So by food, we mean not things that are processed, not things that are manufactured. We don't do sort of fake, low-fat something. We only use real food, and mostly plants. So our food actually has no dairy in it, no added oils, very limited added salt, no added processed sweeteners. We do have some meat, so we have meat and fish and poultry, but only a few times a week. So what you get is these amazing bounty of plant-based things like vegetables and deep dark leafy greens and fruits and legumes and whole grains and a myriad of whole grains, you know, rice, but also amaranth and kamut and millet and all these wonderful foods prepared in these incredibly ingenious ways. So, for example, for breakfast this morning, I had a brown rice pudding with a berry compote, absolutely delicious. You know, another one, just sticking with breakfast for a second, for example, is a wrap that's made in collard greens with tofu flavored with cumin and curry, and then a side of potatoes. So it's all this very wonderful, delicious, luscious, satisfying food, but made from very completely clean ingredients. You'd recognize it all, you'd know it all, and the health results come out just like you'd think when you eat real food.
I'm getting hungry already. It's only 4:20 on the East Coast here. You touched upon it briefly, but I want to highlight it a little bit. It's not just the food you eat, it's the food you don't eat, which is, I think, very important under this, you know, under this program, because you can eat the best diet in the world, but if it's loaded with fat and all those other things, then it's, you know, you kind of take away the health benefits of the good stuff. If you could just touch upon a little bit more about the stuff that you try to avoid on this diet that and how it makes a difference.
Yeah, so I think, you know, at the actual top of the list is dairy. So we don't have dairy of any type, and that might sound terrifying to people. But in fact, there's all sorts of things you can do with nuts, for example. So we have an amazing zucchini lasagna that has a deep, rich flavor, but it's made with a cashew cream instead of dairy. And I think you see people over and over again just have extraordinary results when they cut dairy out of their diet. So that's probably at the top of the list of things we don't have. We don't have added oils at all. Oil is one of the fundamental principles we're working from is nutritional density. So we want to eat foods that have lots and lots of nutrition per calorie. Oil has a lot of calories and very little nutrient. I know that olive oil is becoming sort of the darling, but the reality is there's not that much in it per calorie, and what is there is generally dissipated by the time it gets to you through the processing and just time. It degrades, and then when you cook it, you degrade it even further. So we're really focused on not adding excess fat in. Now, if you have some in nuts and seeds, that's totally great, or avocados have a fair amount of fat in them, but your body handles those differently. And that doesn't drive towards diabetes and heart disease the way animal-based fats do. We don't use added sweeteners. So when we do use some natural sweeteners. You'll see some date sugar. There might be a little bit of agave syrup in a salad dressing and that sort of thing. But there's no core sweeteners. There's no sugar of any type. So that when you clean these kind of things out of your diet, your body metabolizes much more effectively, and you don't result in all these sort of downstream problems. We do offer a little bit, as I mentioned earlier, fish, poultry, and even red meat. Like we have buffalo burger, for example. We do that because we really find it's too hard for many people mentally and emotionally to make the jump to eating no animal protein. So I personally don't. And you certainly don't have to, but we do offer it in every week because I'd rather have somebody eating an 80% clean diet for the rest of their lives than a 100% clean diet for a month. So I think it's very important in this, despite how hardcore we are, that we have there's room as well for a little bit of fun.
Truth. I agree. I know that I like following the diet, but my parents are they need a little bit of meat a couple times a week at least.
Yeah, exactly. People just do. And, you know, it may be, it's a little unclear to me from the science, but it may be that, you know, bodies operate differently and some people do. Most of the scientists who do all this research would say you don't really, you just think you do. I don't know whether that's the case or not, but if it helps people stick with it, it's fine.
Is you mentioned Michael Pollan. Is there any other folks that you would highlight as being influences on how you began to develop the nature of the cuisine?
Oh, yeah. There's really a long list of these folks. I think at the very top of our list would have to be Dean Ornish. Dean Ornish, his research was really 20, 30 years ago now, I guess it was, absolutely groundbreaking in terms of the ability to actually not just stop but reverse heart disease in extremely, extremely ill patients. Now, he does it with a combination of diet, exercise, and sort of wellness, spirituality, happiness kind of stuff. He is followed by Dr. Esselstyn at the Cleveland. He's at UCSF. Dr. Esselstyn at the Cleveland Clinic and T. Colin Campbell at Cornell are also very, very deep influences. Those are probably the three biggest in terms of the science. Then when we turn over and look at practitioners, I think Joel Fuhrman, who's in New Jersey and is seen on the East Coast, at least on PBS all the time, has been a real influence. Who else? That's probably the top list. There are many others. So there's a guy, Jeff Novick, who's actually a nutritionist, who's very helpful. We on our advisory board is Dr. Greger, who has nutritionfacts.org, which is a great resource. Neil Bernard is another very important person in the mix. So there's a panoply of folks. But I think the three big ones from a research standpoint, I'd have to say, are Drs. Ornish, Esselstyn, and Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Currently, your service is only offered in the Philadelphia area, but my understanding is you have plans to take this nationwide. Can you share your expansion plans and possibly some time frames when other people might be able to see this around the country?
Absolutely. We are dying to get to the next market. As a small company, one of the challenges always is to pace growth so that you don't grow too quickly. And so we're really working to make sure that we have all of our processes and procedures and our software systems and all the rest completely buttoned up before we extend. We anticipate moving next probably to Los Angeles and probably towards the end of this year. Then we expect to move north to San Francisco and then back east, probably to Washington, D.C., although maybe to a smaller city like maybe up in Connecticut. So then we'll loop back, and then once we do that, once we have those four under our belt, we'll be able to expand very quickly, which I think will be in another year or so from now.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those of us in Miami, we're waiting for you, so hurry up.
Let us know. I'd love to hear from everybody where you'd like us to open. That'll help us figure it out.
Yeah. If people want to learn more about your company, Lucinda, where can they go to get this information?
Well, you can get tons of information about us at www.realfoodworks.com, and I would encourage you to sign up for a newsletter if you're at all interested, and that will help us be an indication of interest to us, you know, about which geographies folks are their potential customers in, and then we'll send you a newsletter, and you'll know when we're coming. You'll also get our newsletters, basically educational content about how do you eat this way, not just about eating out from our service, but in general, how do you eat successfully plant-based.
Well, Lucinda, thank you so much for joining us today. I really love your efforts to bring healthy and fresh meals to people, and I certainly can't wait for you to get down here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.